Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Matt Sutton here. And for today's episode, our shorter mastery episode, I'm actually going to help you decide if this is worth spending the next 5-10 minutes listening to. Okay, so I'm going to ask you three questions right now. Here we go. Question number one, are there any habits or behaviors that you are regularly either failing on or putting off? Question number two, do you keep telling yourself it's because you lack motivation, willpower, or self-discipline? Question number three, do you wonder why it feels so hard to do certain tasks when they're so simple? It could be something simple as batch cooking or doing your favorite workout. Why do we procrastinate on them? Why do you keep putting it off? So if you did answer yes to at least one of those three questions, then you definitely need to listen to the rest of this episode. Okay, I'm going to share with you today a very simple three-step process to actually turning things around and taking action on the most important things. Go check it out, guys. Have a great day. All right, welcome back to the show, guys. And yeah, in today's episode, we've got one of our shorter episodes, a mastery soundbite. These are the episodes where I basically just share some short, snappy ideas, concepts, or hacks that will improve your life in some way. And hopefully this one will today. I'm talking about motivation. It's the thing that I get asked about probably more than anything else. It's the struggle the majority of people have. And it's all around motivation and willpower. And quite honestly, this is something because of how many struggles people have had in the past, this is something I have really studied more than probably anything else. I find it fascinating. You know, why is it we decide to do things that we do? And why do we put off things that we know we shouldn't be putting off? Now, I'm not going to go into all the different types of strategies around motivation. What I am going to do is give you something that you can take action on today. I'm going to give you three simple steps. But first, I'm going to talk about what I call the motivation myth, okay? And this is in alignment with, or to do with, a very common saying, which is the path of least resistance. I'm sure you've heard that saying before. You would have done if you're, you know, a self-development or personal development junkie like me. The path of least resistance is basically, it's very much a human trait where we always generally choose the easiest path, okay, which is known as the path of least resistance. It's just a natural thing that, you know, humans seek comfort first. And that isn't always a good thing because sometimes we have to do things that are uncomfortable in order to get the result that we want. If you want to get fit, and you want to get, you know, you want to get the body that you want, or you want to get the career that you want, there are going to have to be some things that you do, potentially on a daily basis, that at least to start with are difficult. Maybe you've got to get up a little bit earlier. Maybe you've got to be a bit more organized. Maybe you've got to have some difficult conversations, or you've got to learn a new skill that you've been putting off, okay? But, you know, when there's that option, or there's the option to be entertained by watching Netflix, or scrolling through your social media feed or watching telly, you know, the path of least resistance will often win. So the question is, how do we overcome this? Okay, and this is something that you can take action on, like I said, immediately. So I try and keep these mastery sound bites in just like 5 or 6 minutes. I'm going to keep this real short, but it's very simple. Step one is identify the biggest motivational challenge that you have in your life right now. So is it getting up in the morning to do your morning workout? Or is it to get your nutrition sorted and do your weekly batch cooking? You know, or any cooking for that, okay? You know, or maybe it's like a work thing where, you know, you've got a task that you typically hate doing at work. Yeah, maybe, and you always procrastinate on it until you finally end up like working late to do it, but you do it half-heartedly and just don't enjoy the process. Whatever it is, have a think about that. Write that down now. What is the thing that you struggle with the most when it comes to motivation? Okay. And then step two is simply do this. Okay. What I want you to do is write down all of the decisions, I mean every single one, every single decision and action that you have to take in order to complete that task. So let's say it is working out, okay? So, you know, if you're getting up in the morning to work out, there is quite a lot to think about. You know, firstly, you've got to get up out of bed, okay? Then maybe, you know, if you're working out from home, which in England at the moment, you probably are because we're in lockdown, you know, you've got to maybe get some clothes on, okay? Maybe have a quick wash. If you're going to go downstairs, you've got to find your clothes as well. If you're following someone online, then you've got to have a workout ready. Or if you're an LPT member, you've got to find the Zoom link so you can join us live. Okay, you've got to have your computer ready. You've got to actually turn that computer on. Okay, you know, you might want to make yourself look a little bit presentable because you're maybe, some of our members actually have the video turned off because they don't, which is absolutely fine. But, you know, as you can see, that there's more to it than just doing the exercise. There's like 5, 6, 7 steps to just getting out of bed and getting downstairs or finding the room or making sure that the room is tidy enough to train. Maybe you've got to prepare the kit that you're using for the workout. So maybe you've got to go and grab a dumbbell or kettlebell. So you could be looking at 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 different steps or decisions to make before actually taking the action of working out. So if that is you, if that's something that you struggle with motivation for, then the question is step 3, okay? So step 1, by the way, was what is the biggest motivation challenge that you're having? Step 2 is what are all of the decisions and actions required, okay, to complete that task? And then step 3 is simply decide how you can either reduce them, okay, reduce the amount of actions or decisions you need to take, or can you delegate those decisions to a time when you've got more energy? Okay, because let's face it, if you wake up in the morning and you've got to do all of those things that I've just mentioned, then you're probably gonna sometimes put it off. Yes, you know, if you've had a bad night's sleep, you're just gonna, if you've not got your clothes ready, or if you've not got your kit ready, if you've not got your dumbbell ready, if you've not got your computer ready, you're gonna probably, and you wake up like 5 minutes before the session starts, you're gonna be like, oh, let's put this off. Okay, so, you know, you've got those two options. You can either decide how you can reduce those options, or maybe you just get all that stuff done the night before when you've got more energy. Maybe you lay out your clothes ready. Maybe you have your computer set up in the spot that it's ready to go in the morning. And maybe you have your kettlebell or dumbbell ready as well. So basically, when you wake up, I had a coaching call earlier today, actually, and another sort of little hint that I gave the client was, you know, when the alarm goes off, have your, if it's like a phone alarm or whatever alarm, have it in a different room or far enough away so you can't hit snooze. Because again, if you've got the option to hit snooze, then, you know, there is a good chance that, like I said, we're all human, the path of least resistance will win the day and you'll hit the snooze button. Whereas if you have to physically get out of your bed to turn off the snooze button, the chances of you then actually not are far, far higher. Okay, sounds really simple. Or obvious, but it's just one of those little hacks that all add up to make things a lot easier. And you can do the same with any other thing that you keep procrastinating on or keep struggling with your motivation for. If it's food, for instance, maybe you do your batch cooking at a time in the week when you've got the most energy. Maybe at the weekend, you know, you've got more time on your hands, more energy, so you do all of your batch cooking then. You know, so for instance, food tracking. I do my food tracking the night before. And that does two things. It sets the intention for the day, the next day, so I know what I'm eating the next day. But it also means that I've done the tracking, you know. And in the last 3 weeks since I've been tracking, the days when I haven't tracked, it's because I didn't do it the night before. Okay, so this is coming from experience as well. So I'm going to finish up there, guys. I like to keep these mastery episodes between 5 and 10 minutes long. And I'm just coming up to the 9-minute mark. So I'm just going to do a brief summary for you. So step 1 is identify your biggest motivation challenge. Okay. Step two is just jot down a bit of paper. How many decisions and actions do you have to take? Okay. Write those down and then decide, can you reduce them or can you make those decisions at a time when you have more energy or more capacity of mind? Okay. Let me know how that goes. You know, feel free if you haven't already, join the Mastering You group. The link will be in the notes on the Apple Podcasts. And if you haven't already, guys, one big request that I have that I would be so, so thankful for is to head on over to Mastering You with Matt Sutton on the Apple iTunes podcast, on your app, on your phone, and leave a 5-star rating. Tell us which episodes you enjoy. And tell us why you enjoy it. I'd really appreciate that. We're coming up to nearly a year now of doing this, and I would love to boost the rating of this podcast. It's one of my big goals for 2021, and with your help, we can do that. Okay, let me know how you get on with that little mastery tip, and I'll speak to you guys real soon. Take care.